This is Dan here with Ozark Radio News and News Team 7. It's time for another GoFarm Farmers Market Spotlight. Today we were talking to Abby Burleson with Barefoot Hauler LLC. Abby, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So this morning you've brought in some, looks like some jams and some rolls, although from the sounds of it, you mostly focus on things like jams. What else do you make?
I do jams, and we have pickled products, and then I make like fruit syrups and coffee syrups. My favorite is our gingerbread that I make.
Oh, like for coffee?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really good.
I have it in my coffee with some raw milk every morning. Makes me sound real hippie, but yeah, I do love it.
How bougie.
I know, in this modern world. And then I have some like simmer pot stuff and herbal teas that I make. And my biggest thing that I have coming up is meat rabbits for sale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My first set that'll be ready for butcher is mid-July.
That's a big process going through that. But I mean, like, everybody's pretty much always looking for good, fairly cheap, lean ways that they can get protein into their diet. And it seems like rabbits are a pretty good option for a lot of people.
Yeah. And I've like dug down the rabbit hole, no pun intended, a couple months ago. And
half intended.
Like, yeah, half intended. And I really was like, this could be really good for me. And I wanted a way to stock my freezer with good meat, and it's lean meat. And so it's good for you. It's healthy for you. It's like eating turkey or chicken, but not chicken all the time deal. And I also found out that people who have alpha gal, a lot of times rabbit is the first mammal they can start eating again. And I have several members in my family who have alpha gal. So that's how I kind of got started in it. And then now I have rabbits running out my ears.
Well, I guess that means that you're going to have plenty of product at least.
Yes.
Yeah. So pickled products. What kind of pickled products were you talking about?
So my bestseller is my cowboy candy, which is just candied jalapenos.
That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah. So that is my bestseller. I don't like it. I don't like jalapenos, but jalapeno stuff is my best seller. And then my jalapeno jelly does really well. And then we have spicy pickles, sweet garlic pickles, and then just your regular run-of-the-mill pickles. And I have pickled onions and relish.
Do you ever try doing pickled radishes or things of that nature?
Ooh, I have pickled beets, yes.
Oh,
and that's one
yeah.
of my best sellers, too. And I was surprised that so many yeah. people like pickled beets. But yes, I haven't pickled radishes, but it is on my list to try eventually.
You know, I've been really wanting to try to grow daikons. Like, they're really big. I guess they grow so large, I guess they till your soil for you. But, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
what are some avenues that you want to try to get into going forward? Or are you kind of like full up right now?
Sounds
like a lot.
I feel like I'm full, but I have a lot in the utility belt, I guess. So my goal is every week at the farmers market to introduce something new. So I have a lot of things like on the back burner. Like next week I'll be introducing a new herbal tea and having free sample for popsicles that are made from my syrup at the farmers market. So I have little things that I'm going to be introducing. So every week there'll be one thing new.
I'm just picturing gingerbread popsicles.
No, more like cherry.
Yeah. Not too crazy yet.
Yet.
Yeah. So if people were looking for a barefoot hauler and they were looking for ways to contact you, maybe place some orders or something of that nature, how would they do that?
I have Facebook. I have TikTok. I also have a website. Just Google Barefoot Hauler. I think I'm like the only one. it's a silly name, but it fits us well.
Yeah.
So yeah, any
more like a hollow and not like yelling.
Yeah. We have a hauler on our property. So that's kind of where that part came from.
All right. Well, thank you for talking with us, Abby. Is there anything else that you want to get out before we close?
I don't think so. Come see me at the market.
That's a good piece of advice. Go check out the GoFarm Farmers Market. That's going to be every Saturday over in the parking lot of the Endurance Church in West Plains.